Romans 11. Let's talk about Romans 11. The Bible teaches about a goodness to God. Most people want to focus on the goodness of God. God loves me. God's going to forgive me no matter what. That's not what the Bible teaches. You're loved in Christ Jesus. The Bible says God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. If you're not in Christ, you're not going to get the love of God. But Romans 11 talks about the goodness of God in Christ if you'll repent and come out of the world and follow him, come out of your dead church systems that are false. And then there's a severity to God. The severity of God is judgment. He'll cut you off. He'll turn you over. He'll send you into weeping and gnashing of teeth. Jesus described hell more than heaven in the Bible. Did you know that? Jesus said, fear the one that can destroy your body and soul. That's the Father. That's him. So think about the goodness and the severity of God. Why are you going to get the goodness of God? Christ is your shield. But if you're not living for him fully and you're worldly and you're compromised and you're in sin, you're not going to get the goodness of Christ. You're going to get the severity of God. Go read Romans 11. Very few are going to find the goodness of God. Most people are set for the wrath of God to come. That's you, unless you repent. Unless you throw yourself at the mercy of God, unless you say, I'll change my ways, Lord. I'll follow you. I'll obey you. I'll seek you. I'll love you. Loving God is obeying God. Consider the goodness and the severity of God today, neighbor, as we're preaching on this beautiful day. We'll talk about your life is but a vapor. Because that's what the truth is. Consider your life. Here today, gone tomorrow. Goodness or severity of God? Which one, neighbor?